Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Ashmiras HaLashon class. We are learning the Lui Nishmaso and the Zecher Nishmaso, Tzvi Gershon, Ben Yoel V'chana, Alav Hashem. May Zashama have a continuous aliyah in the merit of this Torah learning. With Alyssa's permission, it is also Zchus Refua for Bracha Avigail, Basracha Gita, Shav Refua Shalema, and Besuras Tovos, Besoch Sh'ar Cholei Yisrael. I will begin with the Tfilah Al Hadibur. Ribono shel olam, yehi ratzon b'fanecha al rachum v'chanan shetezakeni hayom uvechol yom lishmar pi ulashoni milashon hara urechilus ve'ezarim ledaber afilu al ish yachid v'kol shekein al klal yisrael o al chelek mehem v'kol shekein milyisraim al midosav shel kolish baruch hu ve'ezarim ledaber divrei sheker chanufa mecholkes ka'as gaiva o na'as dvarim habanas panim leitzanus v'chol dibur asur v'zakeni shelo ledaber kim davar hatzarich einani gufi v'nafshi v'yu kama Amen. So I'm just going to begin. There's a lot of new participants on this morning's shiur. Welcome, everybody. I sent out the Zoom link to my list, my MailChimp list, and I see that Baruch Hashem people are very interested in this learning. So it's a big chizuk for our hosts and sponsors, Alyssa and family, and for myself as well. I'm just going to touch upon something as a follow-up from two weeks ago, Shir, even if you did not join us for Solo Shir's and Why Your Torah. But aside from that, we spoke about the punishment in Gehenna that awaits one who abuses the power of speech. There is a unique place in Gehenna and a unique degree of punishment for he who is menavel piv, for he who abuses the gift of koach hadibra, the power of speech. So I mentioned to my daughter last night what our shir was about last time. I said, you know, it's on Yayu Torah. I said, she says, wow, interesting topic. I said, there's a special place in Gehenna for those who abuse the power of speech. So my daughter said to me, she's starting 12th grade at TMM. She says, you know, we learned in school, she says, you know what the Or HaChaim says? Or Chaim HaKadosh and Chumash, what the Or Chaim says about when the sun rises in the morning, why the sky is red. So I said, why? So she went to get the Or Chaim. So I must tell you what the Or Chaim says here. He offers, interestingly, 10 different interpretations into this pasuk. But the pasuk tells us, it's a very famous pasuk. You know it because we say it every single day at the end of Aleinu. Perek Dalet, pasuk Lamed Tes, chapter 4, verse 39 in the book of Devarim. V'yadata hayom v'hashevosa el levavecha. You should know today, and you should return it unto your heart, or put it into your heart. Ki Hashem hu ha'alokim. God is Elohim, b'shamayim mima'al, and the heavens above, v'al ha'aretz mitachas, and on the earth below, ain od. There is no other Hashem. So my daughter went to get the Or HaChaim, and he offers 10 different interpretations as to what does it mean. Why does it say v'yadata hayom? And you should know today. Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu just say to the people, you should know that Hashem, and you should know and take the truth into your heart, that Hashem is God and the heavens above, the earth below, there is no one else. What does it have to do with Hayom? Moshe wasn't only speaking to the Bnei Israel that day. He's speaking to every Jew in every generation. So why V'yadata Hayom? So he gives 10 interpretations, or Chaim HaKadosh, into what the day means. But interpretation Pshat Dalet. Okay, and you're all welcome to go look it up. My daughter showed it to me last night. I'm quoting from the Or HaChaim. So this is on Sefer Devarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Tes, V'yadata Hayom. You should know by the day. What does that mean? So the Or HaChaim says, Al Derech Omram, like the sages say, and he's quoting from Maseches Bava Basra, Lama Hachama Baboker Paneha Adumim. Why, when the sun rises in the morning, is the surface red? Lafisha overis al pischa shel Gehenim, because the sun passes over the opening of Gehenim. The footnote in the art scroll of Chaim says the sun rises in the east and reflects the fire of Gehenim, which is in the west. This is quoting from Maseches Bava Basra, where am I up to in the Or HaChaim? V'hu amro, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says v'yadata, you should know every single morning. Tein libcha l'das ma'aseh hayom. Every single morning you shall make it your business to know the routine of the day, i.e. the routine of the sun. So when you see the sun rising every day and you see it's red, you shouldn't only say, wow, what a beautiful sunset that is. You should be reminded there is a punishment in the Gehenna, which is why the sun reflects red. V'tira hakara b'shemesh, when you see the sun, you will see ki yesh din la'ovrei ritzono, you will see that there is punishment for those who transgress the will of God. U'bazet hashiv el levavecha, and that is what you should restore to your heart. You should have the proper direction to your heart. When you realize and you remember at the start of every day, V'yadata Hayom, every day when you wake up, you say, wow, know today that there is schar and onish. There is Din and Emes. There's an eternal word of truth where we are all going. I thought this was unbelievable, so I'm not sure how many of us actually see the red rising of the sun. If we're up at that time, even more so with the built-up skyline, it's hard to always see the red rising of the sun, but it's something beautiful to keep in mind. I was never aware of this Or HaChaim before, so I thank my daughter for sharing it with me. We are trying to finish in this year, and it's taking us a number of classes to get to Maseches Erechin, where the Gemara discusses the gravity of the sin of Lashon Hara. But since this coming week's Parsha is Parsha Shoftim, I would be remiss if I did not begin with the first pasuk of Parsha Shoftim. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. Judges and officers you shall appoint for yourself. V'chol sha'aracha in all your cities. Asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha. That Hashem your God gives you. Lishvatecha for your tribes. V'shaftu asha'am mishpat tzedek. And they should judge the people with righteousness. So this is Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches in the Book of Devarim. It's the opening pasuk of this coming week's parasha, Parasha Shoftim. And sha'aracha, it says, judges and officers you shall appoint for yourself in all of your cities. But the lashon of the Chumash is Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. Judges and officers, so sha'ar, of course, is not city. Ear is city. And even though sha'arecha is translated as city, what it literally means is gates. Judges and officers, you shall establish for yourself at all of your gates that Hashem, your God, gives you. So there is a Kabbalistic interpretation of this verse. So here we have a short word on the parsha, which is very, very relevant to the topic of Shmir Salashon, guarding our tongue. I am quoting from the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach by Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita. So quoting this pasuk, judges and officers, you shall appoint for yourself in all of your gates that Hashem gives you. So the Chida writes in the name of Rav Chaim Vital that a person's body has a number of gates. We have the gate of vision, known as our eyes. We have the gate of hearing, known as our ears. We have the gate of smell, our mouth. We have the gate of speech. We have the gate of eating, and so on and so forth. And in this pasuk, Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha, judges and officers, you shall appoint for yourself at all of your gates. So Rav Chaim Vital teaches, as quoted by the Chida, the Torah is teaching us to perform careful introspection regarding what goes in to our gates and what comes out of our gates. And this is particularly relevant because we read Parsha Shoftim, of course, as we usher in this week of Shabbos. This week is Chodesh Elul. And as we usher in Chodesh Elul, the first parsha that we read is Parsha Shoftim. And right away at the beginning of the parsha, the Torah is telling us we must appoint judges and officers at the entranceway to our gate. And therefore the Torah gives the command in the singular, the Chida teaches, Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. B'chol sha'arecha. You as an individual, it doesn't matter what's happening all around us, it doesn't matter how much Lashon Hara everyone else is speaking, or the kind of, inappropriate things on the screen people are watching, or the kind of music people are listening to, chas v'shalom, we have to appoint our own officers for ourselves over our gates. Every Jewish person, says Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, is included in this obligation. If a person is careful to guard his gates, writes Rav Zilberstein, and he does not look at forbidden sights, forbidden words, listen to forbidden sounds, smell forbidden scents, eat forbidden foods, he will measure for measure the fulfillment of the verse, Pischu sha'arim, open your gates, v'yava goy tzadik shomer emunim, so the righteous nation, the keeper of faith, may enter. It's a pasuk from Yeshayahu. So if we guard our gates and close them off from what is forbidden, we will be rewarded with the righteous opening of the gates. The gates of 310 worlds will be opened for him, writes Rav Chaim Vital. And when his soul returns to the source, which ties into what we spoke about last week, when the soul returns to the source in the next world of truth, all of the gates will be open. He writes that the Shla, the Shnei Luchos HaBris, writes this as well. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein adds his own Ha'ara, and he says, I would like to humbly add, the word Lishvatecha, for your tribes, as the Pasuk says, is an allusion to hardships. The word Shevet is often used in the context of punishment or suffering. It can mean your rod, as in your rod and your staff. It doesn't only mean tribes, it means your rod. When a person experiences hardships, he has to appoint judges and officers to determine, to make a cheshbon nefesh, to question what prompted perhaps these hardships, what's the message, what's the lesson, what's Ribbono Shel Olam trying to tell him. When he sees the staff, if you will, the rod, shiftecha, mashantecha, hey men yinachamuni, of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he asked the question, sorry, if Zilberstein says he must question for himself, what is the message that Hashem is trying to teach him? So it's very opportune and relevant for this class that we, this week is Parsha Shoftim, and it's something we have to keep in mind. Judges and officers, we must appoint for ourselves over all of our gates, what comes in, what goes out, what we hear, what we eat, what we say, is all our achrayas. The Ribbono Shel Olam and the ultimate end of days will hold us accountable. And when do we remember this? Ve'adata hayom, every day when you see the sun rising and the fiery red reflecting the fires of Gehenim, we should remember to ourselves that there is a concept of din and onesh. I remember once in a different shir, once in a Shari Chabura, so there was a lot of focus in the Sefer on punishment, on din ve'onesh, on Gehenim. So I reached out to Rav Shai Shechter because some of the women were uncomfortable with the constant discussion of punishment. So Rav Shai Shechter said, listen, you don't need to dwell on the topic, but we do have in Yahadus, there is a concept and a belief that there is din and onesh. There is din. There is accounting in the ultimate world of truth, and there's schar and there is onesh. These two concepts exist. There's punishment, there's schar, there's reward, and there is punishment. And it's something we have to keep in mind. And if seeing the red of the sun reminds us to appoint officers and judges over the gate of our mouth, so that what comes in will be clean. Last week's parsha, Parshas Re'eh, Ma'achalos Asuros, Ma'achalos Mutaros, and what comes out in terms of our speech will also be clean and kosher, and something that we have to contemplate. I'm just going to quote, I don't know if anybody saw, it was in last week's Mishpacha, Shul with a View, so it was very, very relevant for this class. Not last week, must have been 3 weeks ago. I didn't give it over the previous class, but I think it's a beautiful story now. It's by Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eiserman. Oh no. Why does it say on top, Mrs. S? Oh, it's Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eiserman's piece. It's called Shul with a View. Shul with a View. He writes every other week in Mishpacha. Bernice Esterson, Basia Bas Yechezkel Mecha Eliezer, passed away over Pesach. Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eiserman writes, it wasn't until her Shloshim that I first heard her name, yet her passing was the final chapter in an elusive search mission, which began 35 years ago in Washington Heights. In the 1980s, I was privileged to be a member of Kahal Adas Yeshurun. The Rav of the Kehillah, Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal, would often mention the special Shabbos he spent with the Chafetz Chaim in 1930. Rav Schwab would note sadly, no home where Torah is studied is without a Mishnah Brura. The Chafetz Chaim authored the Mishnah Brura. The pages are bent, the pages are a little torn, there are notes written in the margin. By contrast, I have yet to visit a home where Sefer Chafetz Chaim on the laws of Lashon Hara is as well-worn as the Chafetz Chaim's Mishnah Brura. There are no notes in the margins of the Sfarim of the Chafetz Chaim on Shmiras HaLashon. The pages are not bent. It usually remains in the same pristine condition as the day arrived in the home. I am eagerly awaiting the time when I am privileged to view someone whose Sefer Chafetz Chaim is as well worn and filled with markings as the Chafetz Chaim's Mishnah Brura. So that's what Rav Shimon Schwab would reflect when after he spent the Shabbos. He was zochah to be with the Chafetz Chaim for Shabbos in 1930. And he would tell his keilah, but he's waiting for the day when people take the Sefer Chafetz Chaim as seriously as they take the Mishnah Brura. Right, Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eiserman, I too yearn to meet the person whose edition of Sefer Chafetz Chaim was as marked and filled with underlined passages, but I had to wait two more decades. In 2009, Rabbitzin Tanya Rauner passed away. At the Shiva, her son Benji Rauner mentioned his mother had been learning Rabbi Zelig Pliskin's classic Guard Your Tongue, which is based on the Chafetz Chaim's work, for decades with a friend of hers, and how his mother's sefer was filled with notes and underlying passages. I felt intense joy in my heart, says Rabbi Eisenman. At long last, I located this elusive person that Rav Schwab yearned to find. When I inquired about the friend with whom Rebbetzin Rauner had accomplished this feat, I discovered she learned with a woman she had befriended 40 years earlier, when the Rauner family lived in Los Angeles. I asked how long these women had learned and how many times they had completed the work, but the children did not know the answer to my question. Since that day, over 11 years ago, I've often found myself wondering about this mysterious tzaddikess who had learned Guard Your Tongue for decades with Rebbetzin Rauner. On the day before Lag BaOmer of this year, I received a phone call from Benji Rauner. He said he recalled that the story of his mother's study of Guard Your Tongue had made such an impact on me. He informed me his mother's chavrusa, throughout her decades-long study of the Sefer, passed away over Pesach. And that day was the Shloshim. The woman's name was Bernice Esterson, Basya Basichil Mechel Eliezer. I immediately contacted Mr. Esterson's son-in-law and daughter to find out more about this amazing woman. Bernice Esterson was born in 1931 in the Bronx. She came from a family whose allegiance to Torah and mitzvahs was such, her father produced his own wine for Shabbos. And when both families were living in Los Angeles, a sister-like bond was forged between the two women. Both families eventually relocated to Borough Park, and it was there that the two women began their decades-long learning of Guard Your Tongue. Before Mr. Esterson's passing, she revealed to her daughter the secret code of the markings and annotations in her sefer. Aside from stressing certain points, the marking system revealed the two women had completed the sefer at least 9 times. With the passing of Basya Bas Yechiel Mecha Eliezer, my quest to find both of these unique individuals who Rav Schwab yearned to find had succeeded. It was not two famous great Rabbanim. It was not people who looked for the spotlight. It was two ordinary, he puts ordinary in quotes, Jewish grandmothers who kept the true legacy of the Chofetz Chaim alive. And he ends by quoting the Pasuk, Al Titosh Torah Imecha, do not forget, do not reject, do not discard the Torah learning of your mother. So it's an important lesson. Like we learned in our Sefer, the Chofetz Chaim says that Shmiras Lashon is a meis mitzvah, because too many people are not interested in learning. And I thought it was, of course, very, very relevant to this class, where we try to have markings and annotations and learning in the topic of Shmiras Lashon. So Alyssa, it should be a tremendous chus for you and your whole family. So we are going to the Gemara Maseches Erechin, okay? We are in Tesvav Amud Beis. We will continue, even if you weren't here before, doesn't matter. We are going through, this is the passage in the Gemara Maseches Erechin Tesvav, where the Gemara on this daf discusses the gravity of the sin of Lashon Hara. So here we go. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. This is new information. We have not done this yet. Rabbi Chama says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Mata kanaso shal misapri Lashon Hara. What is the remedy? What is the takana? And this is so appropriate. It's always appropriate. But here we are. Elul's coming. I always feel such a sense of melancholy. I don't know if you agree with me when Elul comes. I can't believe somehow that the previous year is over. I can't believe it's the last month of the year. And you so vividly remember last Elul and last Rosh Hashanah. And it's such a time of introspection and truly teshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. And we wonder, what did we accomplish? Where are we holding this year? Whereas where we were holding last year? The weather changes. It's just such a sense of nostalgia and melancholy and chashbon and nefesh. So what is the takana, says the Gemara? What is the fix on this time of year? Whatever we haven't fixed till now, this is the last month of the year. What is the remedy, asked the Gemara, for the speakers of Lashon Hara? So the Gemara says, Im Talmud Chacham hu, if he is a Talmud Chacham, Yasuk b'Torah. So if someone's a Talmud Chacham, and it came to be that he spoke Lashon Hara, he should involve himself with Torah. Why? Because all knowledge is in Torah. So if a person learns Torah, oh, I shouldn't have said all knowledge is in Torah. I just listened to a shiur last week by Rabbi Zev Lef, where he distinguishes between Chachma and Torah. What's the difference between Chachma and Torah? Chachma is knowledge. Chachma is wisdom. That's why, as I'll say, if someone tells you there's Chachma by the Goyim, you should believe them. Tamin. If someone tells you there's Torah by the Goyim, al tamin. They have Chachma. Chachma is wisdom. Mathematics, geology, astronomy, it's wisdom. Torah is not merely wisdom. Torah is a way of life that changes a person. He says, if someone learns Torah and they're not changing as a person, it's not Torah, it's Chachma. He said there was a certain professor in the 1940s, I think, in a certain university who taught morality and ethics, but he didn't live a very moral or ethical life. So the board of the university called him in. He gave the professor's name, I don't remember. The board of the university called him in. They said to him, listen, Professor so-and-so, we teach a class on morality and ethics. You don't live a very moral or ethical lifestyle. We have to fire you. So the professor says, I don't understand the problem, sirs, distinguished gentlemen. I don't understand the problem. Just because I teach morality and ethics, I don't live a moral and ethical lifestyle. Who cares? I'm teaching the subject. Before I came to university, I taught in a different university for 2 decades, and I taught mathematics. And the board never called me in, and they said, listen, we have a problem with your teaching. You're not a 90-degree angle. You're not a right angle. You're not an isosceles triangle. And I still taught mathematics. Who cares if I'm an ethical or moral person? I can teach a subject and live my private life. Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita, Moshe Matasyahu, says, that's chokhmah. You could teach chachma and not be a person who embodies it. You could know geology, you could know mathematics, you could know philosophy, you could know how a person should be ethical, how a person should be moral. But Torah is not chachma. Torah is life-changing. And if a person sits and delves into the chachmas haTorah and finds that they're not changing, by definition, being involved in the process of learning must change you. So if, well, in this class, how many years is this? 5 years, 6 years? If you find you're not changing and your Shmiras HaLashon is not improving, then you're not learning Torah. You're learning Chochmah. It, by definition, has to change you. That's the definition of Torah. So I think that relates here very nicely. So what does the Gemara say? What is the takana for a misaper lashon hara? What is the rectification or repair? It's elo. We're all looking for rectification and repair. For he who speaks slanderous speech, im talmid chacham, who, if he's a talmid chacham, yasuk b'torah. Because, like we just explained from Rabbi Zev Lev, Torah changes you. Shema b'ni Musa v'icha, v'altitosh Torah simecha, which is exactly how Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman ended his story about those two tzidkanios. He said, altitosh Torah simecha, it must change you. So Talmid Chacham who spoke Lashon Hara should be yasuk b'Torah, like the Pasuk says. The Pasuk is from Mishlei, Perek Tes Vav. Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim, the cure of a tongue is the tree of life. Marpe, like from Rofe. Marpe, Lashon, Eitz Chaim. So what is the refuah for the Lashon? Eitz Chaim. What's an Eitz Chaim? The tree of life. What's the tree of life? Eitz Chaim, Hilem, Acham, Zikim, Bab, Simcha, Meushar, Torah. The Ein Lashon, Ela Lashon Har. When the Pasuk says, Marpe, Lashon, Eitz Chaim, the healing for the tongue is a tree of life. The Gemara says, Lashon means Lashon Har. A person should delve into these topics. Your sefer of the Chofetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon should be as bent, as worn as the Chofetz Chaim's halacha sefer, Mishnah Berurah. Shanema, like the pasuk says, furthermore, the Gemara says, Chetz Shachut Lashonam, their tongue is a sharpened arrow. So the Gemara is proving that the tongue, when the Gemara says, Lashon, Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim, the healing for the tongue is clinging to the tree of life. The tongue means Lashon Hara, like the Pasuk says, Chei Shachu Lashonem. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow. And furthermore, Ein Eitz Ela Torah. Tree is Torah, like the Pasuk says, Eitz Chayim Hilamach Zikim Ba. Also from Mishlei Perakimel, the Torah is a tree of life. So the footnote in the Art School Gemara, as we go through Masechas Erechin, we have been quoting the many footnotes that bring many more Haras. The study of Torah is a general corrective measure for Lashon Hara. Why? One who speaks Lashon Hara has brought death upon himself. And Torah's life. So I offered one Hara based on something I heard from Rabbi Zev Lev. I offered that since learning Torah changes a person by definition, otherwise it's not Torah, it's Chachma. So you could be, he gave this example actually. Some of us remember a past president who was not the most ethical, moral, yashar, tsanua, appropriate president. You could still be the president of the United States of America and do certain things in the Oval Office. Excuse me, why? Because it's two different things. There's chachma and there's me, my own personal life. Torah is not like that. So why would the Gemara say if you're a misaper lashon hara yasuk b'torah? Because if you're osek in Torah, by definition, you're going to become a different person. But the footnote here tells us something else interesting. The study of Torah is a general corrective measure for lashon hara. Why? Lashon hara is akin to death. And Torah is life. So what is the antidote to death? Learning about life. Therefore, we are advised that one who has poisoned himself by partaking in Lashon Hara should eat from the tree of life and live forever. That's a quote, by the way, from the Chavetz Chaim Sefer Shmir Salashon, as quoted by Art School. Furthermore, Rabbeinu Yonah states, based on the Medrash, if one sinned in a particular way, A component of teshuvah is to channel the resources he used in sin to the performance of mitzvos. So one way to do teshuvah is whatever resources you used for sin, you should now use for mitzvos. That shows real teshuvah. So in this case, if you used your mouth for sin, by using your mouth for corrective, positive, appropriate kosher speech, you're really being misakin, the sin of lashon hara. So if he ran to do that which is forbidden, he should run to perform a mitzvah. If he created quarrel between brothers with his speech, if he created machlokas with his dibur, he should seek out peace and pursue it. And therefore, if he spoke lashon hara, he should now use his mouth to speak divrei Torah, showing that he is correcting the sin of being over on shmiras halashon. Going back to the Gemara, but not everyone's a Talmud Chacham. Some people are not Talmud Chachamim. Okay, regular person like me. What should you do? So Talmud Chacham should learn Torah. And we just gave two reasons as to why Torah would help correct the sin of lashon hara. One based on Rabbi Zev Lev, one based on the Chavetz Chaim from the Art School footnotes in the Gemara. But then the Gemara says, "V'im am ha'aretz hu." What should he do if he's an am ha'aretz? He's a regular ignoramus. He's not a Talmud Chacham. He's a regular Joe Schmo. Im am ha'aretzu yashpil da'ato. If he is an ignoramus and he doesn't have the ability to study Torah as a rectification or a repair, yashpil da'ato, he should humble his attitude. In other words, he should strive for humility, because we know that the root of the sin of lashon hara is gaiva. I'm better than you, and therefore it gives me the right to speak about you. That's ultimately the root. And the beginning of Parshas Mitzora, Sefer Vayikra, Parak Yad Dalet, Rashi tells us beferush that the sin of lashon hara comes from gasus haruach. Rashi is quoting the Gemara, okay? From haughtiness of spirit. So the Gemara says if a person is not knowledgeable enough to engage in Torah, he should humble himself, lower himself down, and then when he humbles his attitude, it'll be a remedy and a rectification and a tikkun matakana. As the pasuk says, "V'selef ba'shever beruach." The pasuk says the diversion of lashon hara is brokenness of spirit. So, if a person wants to change his spirit, he should break, change his actions. He should break his spirit. So, I just want to show you something. I'm going to screenshot this to show you the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting. Because I think it'll be easier for you to understand the pshat of the Gemara. Okay, here we go. Could you see my screen? Nod. If I could see you. Yes, thank you very much. Okay. So the Gemara is expanding upon this pasuk, which I just highlighted. It's from Mishlei Perek Tesvav Pasuk Dal. There's two sections to this pasuk. Mar Pe Lashon Eitz Chaim. The healing, the rofei, the rifui, the healing for the tongue is the tree of life. But then the pasuk continues, v'selef ba shever beruach. The diversion of it is a broken spirit. So the Gemara understands this pasuk to be referring to two different categories of people who spoke lashon hara. This is the pshat of Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, or Meseches Erechin Tes Vav Amud Beis. Mar pel lashon eitz chayim, the healing for the tongue of arrows, is the tree of life. This refers to the Talmud Chacham, says the Gemara. He was a Talmud Chacham who understands the power of Torah, who's able to sit down and learn a shtickle Torah, should sit and learn Torah, because like Rabbi Zev Lev said, you're not learning Chachma, it's Torah. It's by definition going to change you. You can't not improve your speech if you learn Torah. You know, it's so interesting. I'll tell you something. This goes back a number of years ago. Someone very dear who learns with me for many, many years in my parsha, she are very devoted and dedicated. She joined my classes after she retired from teaching in public schools for many decades. And she said, and parsha is not a Shmiras Halashon class, so you never know what we're going to learn in parsha class, but different topics every week. But she said that her husband would tell her at the end of every summer, because in the summer she was off from teaching in the public schools, and her husband would tell her at the end of every summer, you know, your speech is different than when you're in the public schools the whole year. When you're off, out, I should say, of that environment, your speech is different over the summer. So you see that by definition, our mouths, our speeches are influenced by the environment that we are in. So if one immerses themselves in an environment of Torah, says Rabbi Zev Lev, by definition, they're going to change. But let's say somebody's not a Talmud Chacham and they cannot learn Torah. Let's say they're an Am HaAretz, says the Gemara. That's what the Gemara Mamre says. So then the second half of the pasuk applies to them. V'salaf ba shever beruach. So if he's an ignoramus, says the Gemara, yashpil da'ato, he should lower himself. As the pasuk says, the same pasuk from Mishlei, tesvav pasuk dalet, the diversion for speaking Lashon Hara, v'salaf ba, the diversion for speaking Lashon Hara, shever beruach. If he breaks his spirit, he will come to refine his speech. So two modes, or two options, I should say, for the rectification or the repair. So the footnote says, he who wants to divert his inclination from speaking Lashon Hara, should break his spirit. That's actually quoting Rashi. I'll tell you Rashi in the Gemara. Misha solev bo, v'chafetz l'salka, shelo tehe bo od yishah berucho. Rashi says, he who wants to divert his attention and desires not to speak Lashon Hara anymore should break his spirit. Furthermore, Alyssa, the footnote's quoting from Sefer Chafetz Chaim Shmir Salashon, chapter 2. The sin of Lashon Hara comes about, writes the Chafetz Chaim, mainly through haughtiness. A person thinks of himself as distinguished amongst men. Isn't it true? It's so easy to criticize everybody else. I'm doing it the right way. They're all doing it the right way. He becomes puffed up with arrogance. He looks at a critical eye upon his fellow. He speaks disparagingly about others. If he would only be aware of his own flaws, he would not be spending time searching for flaws in others. And therefore, Chafetz Chaim explains, one who speaks Lashon Hara, and he is not on the level where he can learn Torah, but he's in the second category of the Am HaAretz. So based on that pasuk from Mishlei, Tesvav pasuk dalet, if he wants to divert himself from speaking Lashon Hara, what should he do? He should lower himself. He should realize, Rav Salvechik, I quoted in the shir last week, a little man is like a little speck in a vast universe. Compared to Ribbono Shel Olam, ma anu ma chayenu, ma tzidkasenu. And it's Elul. I can't explain in words how I feel when it comes to Elul. I know it's not Elul yet. But we all know how fast the weeks go. Never mind how fast the years go. Such a sense of introspection. Whew, continue with the Gemara. I assume no one had any questions because nobody posted anything on the chat. Okay. Rabbi Acha bar Rabbi Chananya Omer. Rabbi Acha, the son of Rabbi Chananya, said, Siper ein lo takana. If he has already spoken Lashon Hara, ein lo takana. There's no remedy. Shekvar kiraso David Ruach HaKodesh. For David HaMelech in Ruach HaKodesh has already declared him to be cut off from the nation. Okay, well, I'll tell you the word. Shekvar kiraso, like from the word kares. Kares means to be cut off. Shekvar kiraso David Baruch HaKodesh. With divine inspiration, David HaMelech already was mekaresin. He cut him off from the nation. So someone already spoke Lashon Hara. So Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina tells us, if he spoke Lashon Hara, I have two takanas for you. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you should learn Torah. If you're an Am HaAretz, you should make yourself humble. Maybe it's really... I'm just thinking, maybe it's not really two different people. Maybe it's really the same person, because when you look at the Gedolim, they're the most humble people ever. We were just came up at the Shabbos table, certain topic, Friday night, Suuda. So I took out the biography of Rabelski Zatzal, and I quoted something from the biography of Rabelski, and then my husband mentioned how he wanted to be buried at the edge of the cemetery, Rav Steinman, because he said he's nothing. In life, they make him into something, but by the time he dies, people will know he's really nothing. He wants to be buried with the simple people. Don't spend money on my gravestone. No, hespedim. I mean, he was just... He was in a different world. But the truth is that the Gadol and the Talmidei Chachamim, the more one knows, the more humble one is. So I don't know. I didn't see this brought down anywhere. I'm just thinking about it now. I didn't even think about it when I prepared. But maybe this pasuk quoted from Mishlei, I showed it to you on the screen before. Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim, V'Selef Bashever Beruach. The healing for the tongue of Lashon Hara is the tree of life. He who wants to divert himself from Lashon Hara should break his spirit. Maybe it's really referring to two different aspects of the same person, not two different people. I once heard of Shai Shechter say about his father, Shlita, Rav Herschel Shechter, quote, his humility is not even within my ability. I said a few years ago, but it really was a line that really stuck in my mind. Rav Shai Schechter said about his father, Rav Hershel Schechter, his humility is not even within my ability. It was in passing in a shir that he was given. I don't even remember the topic of the shir. It goes back a little while ago, but made such an impression on me. So I don't know that this pasuk is really talking about two different categories, because the Talmidei Chachamim, once they become changed by Torah, and their whole life is an ascension to become changed by Torah, ultimately Yashpil Dato become the most humble ones amongst us. It's us low people who are Balei Gaiva. It's the Gedolei Torah and the Gaonei Olam who hold up the world, A, with their Torah, and B, with their Anivus. The more Torah one knows, the more humble one is. Who's the best example of that? By Midbar 12:3, Vahish Moshe Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam, Asher Al Pnei Adam. Who knew the most Torah than anybody? Who got the Torah, who spent 120 days in Shemayim. Ah, Rosh Chodesh Elul begins the third set of 40 days that Moshe was up in Shemayim with Hashem when he got the second set of Luchos. Who knew more Torah than anybody? Moshe. Who was more humble than anybody? Moshe. So perhaps this pasuk is really teaching you a progression. Mar Peloshon Eitz Chaim, by immersing yourself in Torah, which is a healing for the tongue that has transgressed, Salaf Bashever Baruch, he will become the most humble person, and therefore he will divert himself from the sins of speech. And it's true. The Gadolim do not transgress sins of speech because Torah has changed them, and therefore they are the most humble. So I'm just pointing out that perhaps Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina is really teaching us about one kind of person, not really two different categories of people. Again, I didn't see it brought down anywhere. I don't know. It seems to make sense to me. But then Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Chanina comes along with a different view, and he says, sorry, Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, but I have to tell you something. Siper ein lo takana. For somebody who spoke Lashon Hara, there is no takana. So where does that leave us? Oivei, isn't one of the Al-Chitz, Al-Chitz Shechatam V'necha B'Lashon Hara? So don't we believe that there's Teshuvah for Lashon Hara, and there is takana for Lashon Hara? So what's Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Chanina telling me? But he says, excuse me, Shekvar Krosso, David Baruch HaKodesh, David already was Mekaris him, from the word Kares. David Melech cut him off with divine inspiration. Shanemar, like the Pasuk says, Pasuk from Tehillim, Perek Yud Beis, Yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalakos. Hashem will cut off all those who possess lips of smooth talk. Lashon mideberes gedolos, the tongue that speaks grievous things. I'm going to show you the Pasuk inside. I think it's helpful. I think it was helpful last time for you to see it on the screen. It makes... And it's visible. A, you can't compare what you hear to what you see. That was a different shir from Rabbi Zavlev. My kids make fun of me already because I'm always quoting Rabbi Zavlev. It should be Baruch Hashem. I should continue to be able to quote Rabbi Zavlev. Okay, the pasuk says into him. Could you see my screen? Could you not? Yes, thank you very much. Yachris Hashem. So this is the next pasuk that the Gemara quotes. Yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalakos. Hashem will cut off. You see the word kares right there. Hashem will cut off all those of smooth lips. Lashon medaberes gedolos. The tongue that speaks grievous things. So this is the second proof in the Gemara, the next proof of Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, to tell you, but he was misaper lashon har. I have news for you, there's no takana. You don't have to bother doing teshuva. Don't come to Elul and say, I'm so sorry. Don't take it upon yourself to change. The Torah is not going to help you. Anivish is not going to help you. David HaMelech said with Ruach HaKodesh, anyone of smooth speech, that, you know, suave guy who has a certain way of talking that's really not kosher, not appropriate, not refined, the pages of his Mishnah, of his Chavetz Chaim, are not bent. Hashem will cut him off. Lashon medaberes gedolos, the tongue that speaks exuberantly about things that he should not be speaking about. So the footnote says there is no remedy because he has destroyed his human nature in total. When God breathes a soul into man, he is described as a living creature. We quoted this pasuk so many times. Bereishis Perek Beis pasuk Zayin. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afar min ha'adama. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Vayiyadam lenefesh chaya. God created man. Man is dust and man is soul. Man became a living spirit. And we've quoted it so many times. And Targum Unkel says, Vahavas ba'adam l'ruach memalala. At the moment of inception and creation, man became a speaking spirit. So the article footnote says there's no remedy, there's no takana, according to this opinion, because he has destroyed his human nature in total. When God breathes a soul into man, he is described as a living creature, which Unkos translates as Ruach Memalala. I just quoted this to you. A person's capacity to speak is his very persona. That distinguishes us from animals. How am I so different? Yes, I have intellect. I have speech. Animals eat. Animals breathe, animals walk, run, mate, birth, live, die. So how am I so different than all the chayos asad asher asah Hashem Elokim? Am I really so different? Two things distinguish me, and those two things are intimately connected. One, my moach, my mind, my intellect, and two, my speech. Animals only have instinct. They don't have the intellect to make free choice. I choose. And all those choices affect not only all the other decisions in my life, but also what comes into my mouth and what goes out of my mouth. So therefore, if one contaminates his persona with Lashon Hara, it's as if he contaminated his entire self. If his entire self is defined by speech, and he contaminates the Kol HaDibur, whether it's through Nivol Peh, inappropriate, profane, words of profanity, Rechilus, Lashon Hara, Gaiva, Ka'as, Onas, Dvarim, verbal abuse, he contaminated his entire self. In contrast, if he performs another sin, he has tainted only a specific part of who he is. This is quoting the Shem Yishmua. The article footnotes quoting the Shem Yishmua. So with other sins, you only contaminate that part of yourself than sins. But with sins of speech, sins of Dibur, since Dibur represents the totality of man, in a sense, you have sullied the totality of yourself. However, before you panic, the next footnote explains. This dispute concerns only someone who speaks Lashon Hara regularly and is inclined to continue to do so. However, for one who is not a regular, so he's not a Baal Lashon Hara, he's not constantly speaking Lashon Hara, you made a mistake. For one who is not a regular speaker of Lashon Hara, everyone agrees that a remedy exists for him. Everyone agrees a remedy does exist for his infirmity as long as he is willing to watch himself from now on. And this is a quote once again from the Chavetz Chaim, Shmiras HaLashon Shar HaTorah. So before anyone panics and leaves Shir, it says, Micha Arat said, and I didn't say anything because you could go look up in Maseches Arachin, that there's no remedy for the Mesaper Lashon Hara. This is why we have the Rabbanim who explained the Divrei Chazal to us. It means someone who is a constant, chronic speaker of Lashon Hara who has no remedy to change. So perhaps only death is Mechaper, I don't know. But someone who takes it upon himself to change, no matter how many times you spoke Lashon Hara, you take it upon yourself to change, there's a remedy. So when we usher in Elul, and we go through this time of reflection, and you see the sun rising in the east, which is reflecting the fires of Gehenna in the west, and you remind yourself of these two simple women, as written by Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman, whose pages of Sefer, Guard Your Tongue, were as bent as other pages in other homes of Mishnah Berurah, we have to remind ourselves that there is a healing. There is a healing. Yes, there is. We are not cut off. There's no kares. As long as a person wants to change, he can change. Two things help him change. And I think we came to the conclusion, or I came to the conclusion, because I don't know if it's right or not right, so I don't want to include you, that pasuk from Mishlei, Tasvav Pasuk Dalet, is really talking about one and the same person. The remedy for Lashon Hara, for a Talmud Chacham, is to immerse himself in Torah. We explained by Rabbi Zavlev that it's not Chochmah. Torah changes you. So if a person has a problem, we all have, I have a problem with my speech, so I should start to learn. And the more I learn Torah, not Chachma, or as long as I'm learning Chachmas HaTorah, by definition, it will absolutely change the person that I am. And what else should he do? If he's an Am Haaretz, he should humble himself. But we put the two pieces of the pasuk together, really saying, the more one learns Torah as a healing, Mirapei Lashon, Eitz Chayim, the more he will become a Shval Ruach. Because the Gedolim are the most humble. Is there a takana? Because the next piece in the Gemara seems to indicate there is no takana for Lashon Hara. So where does that leave us? Where does that leave me? Should I write myself off? Did God write me off? Chas v'shalom. When a person wants to change, even if he has sinned grievously in the past, the road is always open. But it is helpful to contemplate how severely the sages view the sin of Lashon Hara to the point where we do have an opinion by Rabbi Acha, by Rabbi Chanina, that there's taka, no takana. Even though, Baruch Hashem, we don't hold like that, it's based on the Chavetz Chaim. So there was a comment. I don't think you could say learning, Masur. The comment was, is it possible that the Gedolim spend a lot of time learning and living Musar, in addition to learning Torah and work on themselves on an ongoing basis? So Rav Salvechik speaks about his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. He said he didn't have Musar Svarim, he didn't have libraries, he didn't have a whole library. He had the Gemara, he had the Rambam, he had the Shita Mekubetzes, okay, Chomesh, he had a few. Rav Salvechik says, I don't think so. Rav Salvechik says that Torah by essence contains everything we need to know. Torah is the greatest Musar. If a person immerses themselves in Torah, they will become absolutely changed. Today we have Musar Sfarim on this because we're on such a low level, so I don't find the Musar, Rahman San, in the Torah, which is really where it all is, because of my low level. They once came to Rav Steinman and they asked him, what Musar Sefer should we learn from to change our midos? He said, do you think I have a classified Musar Sefer the Yetzer Hara doesn't know about? It's in the Rosh Steinman biography. Do you think I have a classified Musar Sefer the Yetzer Hara doesn't know about? He says, just sit and learn and you'll come about the Yetzer Hara, which is really what we learned in Gemara today. So I don't know that the Gedolim spend a lot of time learning Musar. I actually don't think that's correct. I think they spend a lot of time learning Torah. And since everything is in the Torah, it changes by definition the people they become, the people they are, from a regular person like everyone else, to a giant of a man. Alyssa, you have to forgive me. I forgot the sefer of the upstairs, of the Chofetz Chaim lesson today. I forgot upstairs. But I hope, we covered a lot of concrete territory, a lot of food for thought. I thank everybody for joining. May the neshama. I'm just opening the sefer. Tzvi Gershon, Ben Yoav V'chana, Merit an Aliyah Neshama. In the schus of this Torah, we should have a gewaldic, successful, siyata d'shmai filled month of Elo. There is always a takana for he who wants to change. It's by immersing themselves in Chachmas HaTorah, which by definition humbles us, which by definition changes our speech and makes us better, more pure Ovdei Hashem, Ezros Hashem. Thank you so much for everybody for joining.